The Haunted House Party.
It was the night of Halloween. I thought I heard a shriek. And then a noise upon the stairs. I heard the floorboards creak, as if a ghost were in the house and coming very near. I feared a weird and scary, hairy creature would appear. My mom and dad had both gone out. Nobody else was home. And I'd spent half the afternoon just talking on the phone, inviting friends and making plans. I knew they'd soon be here. I was alone, or maybe not. My heart was full of fear. I heard a noise. The doorway shook. I hardly breathed at all. And then an ogre entered at a parting in the wall. He stamped his feet. He paced the floor. His finger poked the air. Repeatedly, he said to me, "Beware, young man, beware. I know it's Halloween," he said, "and I've heard talk tonight that you will have a party. Those you did not invite will bring you trouble, you will see. I've warned you to beware." He spun three times and disappeared, left no trace anywhere. Just like that? What did he mean? Oh, what was I to do? My party was about to start, and all my guests were due. Who did he mean? How would I know? Each one would wear a mask. How could I tell just who was who? I'd be afraid to ask. Then suddenly I heard a knock and a howling, wailing sound, the clattering beat of scattering feet running all around. I heard a rattle and a clack. Was this some sort of joke? A dozen skeletons came in. They rattled as they spoke. Their bones all clacked like castanets. And then, to my dismay, they talked about my party and asked if they could stay. I barely had a chance to speak when, just beyond my reach, I saw an eerie spirit wave a ghostly hand and screech. The doorbell started ringing. In came all sorts of ghouls, mixed in with kids I recognized and friends I knew from school. But not all looked familiar. Some didn't use the door. There were a few who I was sure I'd never seen before. A bunch of friends came in a group, dressed as a Greyhound bus. Denise came all dressed up in green, said, "I'm asparagus." Mindy wore a cardboard box with a hole cut for her head, said, "I'm a condominium." "I'm Jello," Janice said. I gazed upon the ogre. His eyes were big and red. My friends all gathered round him. "Great costume," Marcia said. I gasped for just a second. I knew she did not know that he was not a party guest. I wanted him to go. The lights went out. I heard a shout. Then something grabbed my arm. I screamed and heard a voice reply. "There's no need for alarm. It's only me," Rebecca said as she took off her disguise. "I didn't mean to scare you so. Let me apologize." "I'd like to play a game," she said. "It's really lots of fun. Everybody gather around. I'll tell you how it's done. Because it's Halloween, we all should act the way we're dressed. And afterwards, we'll take a vote on which of us was best." I interrupted her to say, "I think we should play darts. Let's bob for apples or play chess, gin rummy, poker, hearts. Any game but this," I said. "Let's play a different one." But I was late in speaking. They'd already begun. A ghost rose up under her sheet and danced around the place. A baby ghost flew after her, dressed in a pillowcase. Although they danced politely, their friends were very rude. In fact, two ghosts took off their sheets and flew completely nude. The skeletons began to dance. The plates began to slide. Down from the shelf, they crashed and broke. I sat right down and cried. My friends all stood around in shock. They dropped their masks and stared with eyes the size of pumpkins, for they were very scared. A little man with pointed horns was dressed up all in red. He flicked his wrist, said, "Here's a trick," and flames flew round his head. The fire burned around him. He controlled it with his hand. The flames licked at the ceiling and danced at his command. A grisly witch then shouted out, "You want to see some tricks? Watch this," she said, and as she spoke, my mother's candlesticks flew through the air, then up the stair, and back down through the door. "Show off," the ogre muttered, "I've seen that trick before." The TV set did pirouettes, flipped on and off again. Cups and plates danced figure eights. These guys were genuine. Doorknobs spoke, light bulbs smoked, the house began to move. A goblin laughed and clapped his hands, but I did not approve. A noise came from the upstairs hall. I heard the bookshelves fall. A ghost was reading poetry to entertain us all. They say good poetry can serve to lift your spirits so. But I'd had enough of spirits. I wanted them to go. The doors dropped from their hinges. The shutters creaked and fell. A sneaker burned inside my room. It made an awful smell. The sofa had been ripped apart. The drapes were all in shreds. Would Dad believe what happened when he saw my splintered bed? Wires sparked, hot dogs barked, pumpkins blinked their eyes, potato chips dove into depths, emerged as butterflies. The ogre and the skeletons were dancing round the room, bones fell from the closet, the witch rode on our broom. The house was swaying back and forth, each window pane was shattered, while ghosts and goblins carried on as if it didn't matter. I stamped my foot and shouted out as I saw the curtains drop. This is my house, my party, these are my friends, now stop! A pair of drunken skeletons passed through the closet door. I scolded them and told them all that I could take no more. There's no excuse for what you've done. It's time to stop this stuff. You've wrecked my house and party and haunted me enough. Trash was scattered everywhere. The wind blew through the door. The house looked very different from the way it had before. I knew that any minute my parents would appear. There was no way I could explain just what had happened here. Then Michael grabbed the witch's broom and quickly swept the floor. He said, I'll help you clean this mess. They won't make any more. The witch, embarrassed, then spoke up, said, listen quick to me. With all these hands, we'll make this house the way it used to be. She waved her hand, and with a flash, the pots and pans were turned back to the shelves from where they fell. She said, don't be concerned. My bed was fixed, the books put back, the dishes all were done. The drapes were quickly mended by a busy skeleton. A goblin hung the shutters up and straightened out the shelves. A ghost baked ginger cookies and told us, help yourselves. The plants and lamps were all returned, each to its proper place, as every sign of damage and destruction was erased. The last guests left at midnight, and as they drove away, I heard a car pull in the drive and heard my father say, hello, we're home. How did it go? Looks like you managed fine. I'm tired, I said, yawning. What an exciting time. We talked a bit, then said goodnight, and I went up to bed. I heard my mother talking. He's growing up, she said. The whole house is so neat and clean, Dad said in disbelief, and I could sense within his voice a feeling of relief. Mom started up the stairway when my father called her down. I listened very carefully, but did not make a sound. I heard my father talking as I rested satisfied. Are those our candlesticks? He asked. How did they get outside?